The Word of God is a seed containing the very life of God. It is His agent of transformation. As you receive these words in your heart with faith, that life is released into your spirit, and your life receives a supernatural lifting. Join Apostle Joshua Selman as he brings you God's Word with simplicity and power.
Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you. Because we are in the presence of the Mighty One. Hallelujah. I want your heart to be expectant, because God will do great things. I prayed and I told God, I said, Holy Spirit, you will do something in my life.
Affect my life, breathe on me as I look to you for life. Affect my life, breathe on me as I look to you for life. Lord, affect my life, breathe on me as I look to you for life. Affect my life, breathe on me.
Sing it from your heart.
Mariana,
Like this, our eyes are lifted unto you. For you are the fountain of joy. You are that river. One who can make an ordinary man become an awesome wonder. You are the wisdom of the Father revealed to us. You are the one who anoints men. It's out of the abundance of that which you have given that we can dispense. You are the real champion. We submit to your will. Spirit of the living God, there are several people here tonight trusting you for different things. Some for healing, some for deliverances, some for breakthroughs, businesses, their families. Some are just tired of the reign and the influence of Satan in their lives and would desire a touch. Others are here to take the fire. Others are here tonight as an indication of their frustrations in life's journey without you. Many have come inside and outside, lifting up holy hands to bless you. We are confident that you will give us something tonight.
Heal and deliver in this place. Heal and deliver in this place. Heal and deliver. Have your way. Send your anointing in this place. Send your anointing in this place. Send your anointing in this place. Have your way. Oh Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamond. There is nothing we desire. There is nothing I desire compared. There's truly nothing I desire compared with you. There's truly nothing I desire compared with you.
Lord, we bless you. Thank you for the miracles tonight and the breakthroughs. We worship you because we are confident, first of who you are and what you have purposed to do tonight. Lord, everyone under the sound of my voice will catch a fire tonight. The sick will be healed tonight. The oppressed will be delivered tonight. Doors that have been shut will be opened tonight. Those who have come from far and near, many will take this fire. This I believe. This I believe. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to welcome everyone. Thank you so much for coming for our November miracle service. Hallelujah. I want to especially appreciate Pastor Nuh Hussaini and his wife. Please appreciate them. Hallelujah. Senior pastors of Love Revival Gospel Center. God bless you, sir. Thank you so much. I want to appreciate our guests all the way from Jos and Abuja. Please celebrate them. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. And several other pastors and people inside and outside, the Lord will visit you tonight. How many of you are set for what He will do? God is too serious. He can't be joking with you tonight. Hallelujah. For He has not called the seed of Jacob to seek Him in vain. This the Lord will do, and nothing will restrain His hands, because He has purpose to bless you in this season. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray two prayer points and then we'll go straight into the ministration. Hallelujah. Please look up, everyone. I trust that the Lord will open great doors and cause us to abound in many blessings in the name of Jesus. But I want us to pray. You're going to say, Lord, whatever is in me that has the capacity to resist where you are taking me, whatever is in me that will stop me from experiencing the doors you have destined to open, I pray that you take it away so that there be no resistance tonight. Lift your voice and pray. Take it seriously. Whatever. Lord, you want to anoint me tonight and I can encounter your anointing. Pray. Purge our hearts tonight, O God. Take away pride. Take away flesh, vain glory. Because you are destined to bless us, Lord, that we will not become the enemies of your anointing tonight. Rakatapa kabres tabale kataya. Lord, it does not cost you anything to bless me. Pray. It doesn't cost you anything. But Lord, take away those tendencies that are locked up in my heart. Tonight, search my heart. I am the potter. You are the potter and I am the clay. Open up that clay and take anything that is not you. Because God will bless tonight. One simple prayer point outside. Make sure you are praying. Because the Holy Ghost. Hey, Madabase, na 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 na. Hey, Maria, Mase, na 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 na. My heart is open, oh God. Let the prosperity come. Let the open doors come. Let the deliverance come. Let the breakthrough come. Let the new anointing come. Let the open heavens come. I vow to give you the glory. I vow to see you exalted. It will not take my heart from you. I separate my heart from the blessings. Pray. Say, Lord, you can change the story of my family, but I intercede for my loved ones that they will not go to hell because of the blessings. Say, Lord, you can heal the cancer. You can heal the HIV. You can take me from this dunghill to a point of prominence. You can give me a voice that the nations will hear. Is the hand of the Lord too short that he cannot save? Are his ears too dumb that he cannot hear? Search my heart tonight. Come on, pray. Search my heart. Take away pride.
Take away prejudice. Take away self. Tendencies to build an empire for myself. Tendencies to frustrate your anointing. Make sure you are praying, because God is said to lift you. It doesn't cost him anything. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I found out, listen to me, that the best way to prepare for the blessings of the Lord is to ask him to purge you. Oftentimes we are the limitations ourselves for the things that God will want to do. God looks at you and knows that the day 1 million naira enters your hands or your father's hands, you won't listen to him again. No prayer. God knows the day that anointing comes upon you and you can heal the sick. God knows that when that HIV comes, there's tendency that you will leave him again. So tonight you've got to confirm it and say, Lord, I mean it from my heart. I'm not searching for a miracle just to prove a point. I love you and I desire it for your glory. Say, Lord, this project has frustrated my family members, but God has had the arrogant statement of our fathers and mothers, because only a fool will say in his heart that there is no God. And out of the abundance of their pride and their arrogance, they have caused the heavens to be shut over them. Tonight you're going to say, Lord, visit me. Second prayer point. Lord, visit me. I didn't come for my neighbor. I love my neighbor. But Lord, visit me. Pray for yourself. Give me an encounter. Say, Lord, I clap for people as they testified of your faithfulness in their lives. But will you give me a story tonight that when the Lord will turn again my captivity, it will be like a dream, and the heathen will say, the Lord has done great things. They say, turn again our captivity, O God, as the streams of the Negev. Give me an experience. Lord, can I touch your anointing today? Can I touch your healing power? Like the Red Sea separated the Israelites from the Egyptians, can you separate me from terminal disease? Separate me from poverty. Separate me from lack. Separate me from demonic oppression. Let my life move forward. Let there be a testimony that my God is alive. Rejoice not over me, my enemies. For though I fall, yet I will rise again. Go ahead and say, Lord, let tonight be my appointed time. I came for an encounter. As the blessings come, I receive. Change my story. Jacob said, I will not let you go. Jacob said, I will not let you go. I can't just tell people. The first time he appeared unto Jacob, Jacob did not know. And the second time he said, I will not let you go. For the first time the Lord was in this place and I knew not. Now I will not let you go, Lord, till you bless me. Put a mark upon my life tonight. Hallelujah. I feel we should pray one more prayer point. How many of us want to pray for our families? Say, Lord, remember my father. Remember my mother. They are not as spiritual as I am. But can your mercy change my family story? I don't know how you pray this prayer, but lift your voice. He said, as for me and my house, as for me and my house, Lord, my father is an unbeliever, but would you step in tonight? That growth, that cancer, that jobless situation, that delay in marriage, Lord, I've known you as a healer. Our fathers have told us of your faithfulness. Lord, you can give my father a job. They can complete the house they started building. They can own a car by themselves. Will unbelievers continue to mock my family? Oh God, arise. My God, arise. Rend the heavens. Oh God, arise. Pray from your heart. Say, Lord, you gave my family a prophecy. We've held on to it for years. Lord, will you hasten a performance? Will you hasten a performance, oh God? For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded. I know my father can be born again. I know my mother can be born again. Come in like a mighty wind. Change them. Heal them. Save them. Let their dying businesses come alive. Hallelujah. Lord, change stories tonight. I prayed earnestly for this meeting. I said, Lord, change stories. God will visit you in a dramatic way tonight. Hallelujah. Because there are many people who have been oppressed. You love God, but you have been oppressed. Welcome to an arena of liberty where the Spirit of the Lord is. And in a mighty way, He will wipe your tears tonight. Habakabaladabosia. Now I see the angels of the Lord. Shatabaradabaladabakadiradaba. Lift up your hands, everybody, inside and outside. When He came and He saw the tears planted with the wheat, He said, an enemy had done this. And I'm going to pray that the yoke of bondage, the oppression of darkness, first over your life. Listen, be open tonight. For His presence is in this place. Outside, wherever you are, the Spirit of the Lord. I'm going to pray, and the Lord will visit you. Ushers, please get ready, because the power of God is strong in this place. No devil will stand His presence. Hallelujah. Listen. Listen to me. The Bible says the light shines in the darkness. Every time light shines, darkness must give way. Tonight light will shine, and every devil, every demon, there's no demon born in hell that can stand the fire of the Holy Ghost in this place tonight. And this I believe. So lift up your hands. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. And I speak right now, thou power of God, across this congregation, inside and outside, everyone under any kind of influence, to whatever degree, in the name that is above all names, Satan, let God's people go. Listen, you're going to shout Jesus just once. That's the instruction the Lord gives me. As soon as you shout, there will be massive, massive deliverance. Haya yakapa. Ushers, please, let's help them out. Shout Jesus once. One, two, go. Inside and outside. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Like a mighty rushing wind. Like a mighty rushing wind. Go, every devil. Every devil. Every devil. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. Outside, the power of God is setting people free. Outside, by the fire of the Holy Ghost. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. Go seketetetete. Outside, outside, the fire of God is falling upon several people. Outside, I lose chains. The chains of darkness. I lose chains. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach glad tidings to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to set at liberty them that are in prison. The power of the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost. It's time for you to go free. It's time to go free. Time to go free. Time to go free. Hey! Hey! Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be lifted from off thy shoulder and the yoke from thy neck, and it shall be destroyed because of the anointing. There is an unction from the Holy One. I invoke the power of the kingdom I represent in the name of this great king, in the name of this government. Let every other name bow to the Lordship of Jesus.
Thank
Katakata prastaka. Tento prostotoya. No devil. No demon. Hallelujah. Those of you in front, I speak to every devil and every demon because there is a name. At the count of three, I don't care who you are and where you came from, God's people will go free. One, two, three, out. Go, 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 out. Their bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Give me a handkerchief. Out of her. In the name of Jesus. Out of her now. Out of her now. Thou devil of darkness. Come out of her. In the name of Jesus. You will be free. You will be free. You won't remain. For this is a place of liberty. There are still three people outside. The power of God is falling on three people. Outside, come out of him now, out of him right now, in the name of Jesus, by the fire of the Holy Ghost. You cannot stand the fire power. Fire upon you, my dear. It's called the fire of the Holy Ghost. No devil hides itself in your soul. Out of her now. There is the fire of the Holy Ghost. For you cannot stand. It's the fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Voice of deceit, go, go in the name of the Lord Jesus. You came from a family given to witchcraft. That devil, come out of her right now. Come out of her right now. Come out of her right now. outside. I came out because the Lord asked me to come out. In this row, lift your hands, two people. Captivity must end in your life. The power of God will come upon two of you. Please, ushers, take note. Lord, I see a dove flying over this congregation. Now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, let that fire fall. Lord, I pray that you locate them. Two people. Now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, it will come like a mighty fire. No devil will stand it. This is important for your family. Right to the back, please lift your hands. Ushers, take note. Two people. Right now, oh God. One. That's one. When the second person is located, let me know. No devil will stand the presence of God. Do we have the second person? Please bring them. Pick them up and bring them. Please bring them. To the stage, my sister, come, madam. Come, the Lord has located you tonight. Are you listening to me? The Lord has located you. Lift your hands, please. Lift your hands. Can you hear me? Lift your hands. Lord, visit Madame in the name of Jesus and end captivity in her life by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because you are Lord.
Come. You come. The Lord will locate you no matter where you are. Lord, I set her free now. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. That devil leaves you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Please bring her. The Lord visits you right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let captivity end. Let the captivity over your family end in the name of Jesus. Let there be a release for your family in the name of Jesus, that they will have a testimony that God is alive. Hallelujah. My sister, come. You. Yes, come, please, quickly. Look at me. Tonight, the Lord is going to wipe your tears. Are you listening to me? The Lord will wipe your tears. Lift your hands. My God, visit her. Visit her by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift your hands, please. Hallelujah. Now listen. These sets of people, this is a sign the Lord gives me. You're going to feel literal fire on your throat. Literal fire. It will burn on your truth. Whether or not you fall under the anointing, once you have that experience, please come out. Lift your hands. My God and my King, move right now across this congregation. Confirm it with this sign. In the name of the Lord Jesus, it's happening to many people now. Some of you, it will be so strong, the power of God will fall upon you. Shakata baladabasa, rakata brasta kete baladaba, papa baba kata baladaba, rekata kresteketi, seposo sopekete, brasta bande krestia, stapali akata, even outside, bate kata dabali akata, krosto sososoba, on your throat, on your throat. Presco bende criata, a secete le devotion. Presca badia la da 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 da. Touch, touch, touch. Touch them everywhere, oh God. Touch them. It's the influence of the Holy Ghost. It's the influence of the Holy Ghost. It's the influence of the Holy Ghost. Bring them here. It's fire upon your throat. Any blood related disease, please listen. Any blood related disease, whether your genotype is SS or AS, both of them are not the best. The best is AA. All right, blood disease, or you have any infection in your blood, because there are lots of ladies that belong to this category. We're going to take authority over it right now. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray. Any blood related case, lift your hands. This is a family. Blood related cases, lift your hands. SS, you are a sickler. Don't believe it. I don't care how long it has been. Lift your hands as high as you can, because the Holy Ghost is ending many things right now. Now, those of you lifting your hands, you're going to shout Jesus once. When you do, I'd like you to begin to receive your healing. Go ahead and shout. 1, 2, 3. His power will come upon you. Be healed. Be healed. Check yourself. Be healed. Be healed. SS. Change. AS. Change. Blood pressure, we cancel it. High blood pressure, we cancel it. Stroke, hypertension, go, 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 go. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you invited a sick person, bring them out here now, quickly. If you invited a sick person from anywhere, now is the time for them to be healed. You invited a sick person. Those of you here, I proclaim liberty, total freedom for you. As many, listen, those who cannot go, just shift them on one side and let them. You invited someone inside and outside, come out, come with the person quickly. You invited a sick person, bring them out here quickly. Hallelujah. Anyone, you came with a sick person. Hallelujah. There's someone, you are deaf in one ear. You're deaf in one ear. You're deaf in one ear. It started gradually, and now you almost cannot hear anything. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you came with a sick person. Come on. I command that ear to be open right now. I use this as a point of contact. Every deaf ear in this place, I command you to be open right now. Whether partial or total deafness, be open in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and check yourselves. Is this all? If you came with someone, you invited someone who is sick. Who came with her? What's wrong with her?
She said from birth.
She was operated from birth.
Yes, at the age of 3 months.
And it affected her. She's your sister?
Yes, sir.
This is how she walks. She can't stand straight. Why? Can she hear me?
Yes.
Hello, sweetheart. How are you? You're fine. She can't stand straight. Why?
Her veins were cut.
The veins of her legs.
Her hands and her legs.
And she can't stand.
Yes.
Can she lie down, please? Can you put her to lie down? What's wrong?
On my back.
You have what?
A lump on my
Look
back.
At me. This is a family. A lump on your back. Where?
I noticed it last year.
Okay. As I pray for you, watch it shrink. Are you listening to me? As I pray for you, watch it shrink. Thou growth, shrink now. Shrink. You're not a growth. You are a wicked spirit. Leave this body now. Shrink now. Please check yourself. Check it. Check it. Go ahead and check it. Let's know what's happening. Oh, you came with her. You're standing for someone. What's wrong with the person?
They say she's a sickler.
Please check. Eh? She's a sickler. Who? Your sister? Lord, we change that genotype right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We change the genotype.
My sister.
Your sister. What's wrong with her?
She's pregnant.
She's pregnant. What should we do?
Pray for her.
Oh, we should pray for her. Hallelujah. Come on, appreciate the lady. She wants any miracle for her sister. Lord, save delivery. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why are you all standing? Please, we've not called all the cases for... We're going to have the ministers come and minister shortly. Okay? So, what's the case for?
Yes, I had an accident.
Afodia?
Yes, sir.
This is you?
Yes, sir.
Come, give me a big hug first. Let's start from there. This is an example of a virtuous lady. Guys, pray to marry this kind of lady. Let me tell you the story. Come up. Her fiancé had a ghastly motor accident. How long?
11th of May this year.
It's going to be a year. And the car scattered this guy in a way that you cannot imagine. And what many ladies would do is to pack their load and go, because it doesn't look like there's any blessing there. This lady stayed with this guy in the hospital and said, whatever it is, when I said I loved you, I meant it. Are you listening to me? He said, I'm not going anywhere. To the point that even the guy was discouraged. You can imagine, you say, just go and find somebody. She said, no way. If God is alive, I will walk it with you. We are proud of you. We are very proud of you. You came out to stand for him, right? Stretch your hand, saints of God. And let's agree. Spinal cord issues are very serious issues. But there's nothing the power of God cannot do. Lord, let him stand strong. Perfection. Perfection. Lord, he will walk here all by himself and testify. Reward the sacrifices of this virtuous lady for standing through the pain, standing through the mockery. Give her a testimony. Let her know she met God tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We speak a miracle to him. In the name of Jesus. He will stand up strong. We command bones to be joined to bones. We command tendons to be joined to tendons. Let him rise again. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Please appreciate her.
When they gave birth to her, she had straight legs and everything was normal. But
she had straight legs.
Yes. But later we noticed that one became like a cane leg, while the other one became a bull leg. So we took her to the hospital and they would tell my mom to come the other week. They said they were even going to take her for a blood test. So she went back, they said she'll come back in 3 weeks' time. They gave her a drug. We can't even find the drug. They said, okay,
how old is she?
She's 1 year, 5 months.
1 year?
Yes, sir.
You see how wicked Satan is? It's okay, don't cry. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Jesus is here. Ushers, please come. I want you to hold this lady for me. Hold this little girl. Just hold her to face me. Please, let me have the guys. Let me have the guys. Sorry, sweetheart. Sorry. Ushers, come now, gentlemen. Abba. Sorry. Let me have her legs. In the name of Jesus, I command the bones in this leg to straighten back. Right now. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I command the twisted bones to straighten back. Bones. As in the days of Ezekiel, hear ye the word of the Lord. You notice what is happening to this leg? You people are not seeing. You're missing a big miracle that is happening here. Are you seeing the legs? Ask the sister to come and see. Come and see your sister's legs. Was it like this? Ask your sister. Come and see. See a real miracle happening here. Look at this. A real creative miracle. Okay, do you have in the name that is above all names? Straighten completely. Thou devil of darkness. Could she walk? Drop her. She could only walk with one leg. Bring her up. Come. Bring her. Sorry, sweetheart. Hold my hands. Let's walk. Can you walk? Come and help her. Look at her. Look at this girl. Look at her. She could only walk with one leg. Only walk with one leg. Look at this. The power of the Holy Ghost. What a miracle. What a miracle. For there is a name that is above all names. There is a name that is above all names. Can someone, I'm sure she will cry. Can her sister or somebody come and walk with her? Look at her walking. Look at her walking. Leave her to walk alone. Leave her to walk alone. Leave her to walk alone. Can she walk alone? Ask her to come. Let's see if there's any improvement. Sorry. One leg used to hold the other. Is there any improvement right now on the leg? Okay. Lord, in the name of Jesus, stretch your hand, saints of God. That which you have begun, don't cry, my dear. This is why you came here. The miracle service is not just a name. Say, Lord, perfect what you have begun in this girl's life. Right now. Lord, for your glory. Lord, for your glory. For your glory, oh God. Can you improve this girl's life? My dear, I can feel the stress on your veins. Can you make your legs straight? Try, let's see. Look at this. Just try to make your legs straight. Please come and stand so that you can encourage her. I see her legs were... What happened to her?
Her veins were cut.
Her veins were cut. I command the veins to be long. Grow back right now. Look at what is happening. Look at what is happening. Are you seeing what is going on now? See, she's even surprised. I command the veins. You hear my voice. Look at her leg going down. She couldn't bend. Now I command this one. Watch this. Watch it. See it going down. See it going down. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I straighten this leg right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I straighten this leg. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Could you lift your hands before? Just lay them on my hands. For your glory, oh God. Would you restore life to these hands? Life. Do your fingers like this. Start moving them. Could you move them before? Could she move them before? Okay. What couldn't she do with these hands? The hands could not.
Just straight up like this.
My dear, look at me. In the name of Jesus. Stretch your hands towards me. Just don't look at it. Look at me. Don't look at the hand. Just go ahead and stretch it. These veins were cut too. What kind of surgery was done on her like that?
An attack? Yes, sir.
Oh, it was caught in the realm of the spirit?
No, she was six months
doctors. Six and months then, old.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus. Give me your other hand, my dear. Lord, this work that you have begun in this lady's life, perfect it. Let every joint, let every vein grow back to full size. Look at me, my dear. You will rise to live a normal life. Okay? A normal life. Let her try to walk. Let's see if there's any improvement. Have you checked yourself to see if there's any improvement? Where is the place? I can't feel
asthma.
It, but it's at your back.
Asthma.
You have asthma?
Yes.
Ah. Okay. Look at me. What couldn't you do?
When I came, I could not breathe with my nose.
You couldn't breathe with your nose.
Now.
Can you breathe now?
Yes.
Close your mouth. Breathe. Look, she couldn't breathe with her nose. Asthma. Gone. cheaply by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, perfect what you have begun in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now every sick person, come out here and line up quickly. You came here sick, come out and line up quickly, please. Quickly. Go in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every sick person, please come quickly. Jakes, Bishop, Jamfa, please. Bishop Stan, please. As soon as you have a testimony, just rise up here. We're going to do it fast, inside and outside. While you are standing, don't just watch. Pray and say, Lord, this is my time for a miracle. As soon as they pray for you, check yourself. Bishop, Manasseh, please spread yourselves, spread yourselves. The power of God to heal is strong in this place. As soon as they pray for you, check yourself. Once you see a miracle, climb up here. Heal now. In the name of Jesus. Gone. Gone. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Please check yourselves. Miracles are happening right now. Bring a chair. Let me have a chair, please, quickly. Sit down here. Look at me. Heal now in the name of Jesus. Please check yourselves. Remove your shoe. Now, everybody, look.
Okay, let me leave this body now.
I wish the camera can look at this. Can you see that one leg is shorter than the other? Please, everybody, look. Can you see that one leg is shorter than the other? Are you seeing it? Who is not seeing it, please? My brother, watch your leg grow. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command this leg to grow out. Watch what is happening. Grow out now. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Grow out now. Look at, watch it. Watch it becoming equal. Watch it becoming equal. There's a little more. Are you seeing what is happening to your legs? My Lord, I pray. Let it grow out right now. Let it grow out right now. Let it grow out. Look at, watch this. Watch this. Just join your thumbs together. I just want to know when it's complete. A little more. This is a little shorter. Let it grow out now. Perfect in size. In the name of Jesus. Now try walking. Try walking and let's see. Come. What couldn't you do before? You cannot bend. Do it. Could you do this before? It can't bend completely. Okay, try it. Let's see. Is there any improvement?
Yes.
Is there any improvement? Go ahead. Continue doing it here. That devil, I pray perfection for her right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hepatitis B. Be healed in the name of Jesus. The Lord will do miracles. Please, can you just excuse this baby smoke? Can you remove the baby, ushers, so that there's so much captivity in your family. Now, please hold on. The entire family must give room for the word of God to find expression. For the Bible says, when a demon leaves a man, it goes through arid regions, seeking for a place that it will find refuge, and not finding any, it will tell itself, let me go back to where I came from. And when it comes and finds out that the place is swept clean but empty, it will gather seven other demons plus itself, making eight. That's a prophetic number for a new beginning. And you come back and start a new cycle of captivity. Hallelujah. My sister, you will go back with your testimony. In the name of Jesus. Please lay your hands on her chest. Lord, set this family free. Wipe their tears in the name of Jesus. Madam, we speak to you by the power of the Holy Ghost that there is perfection in the name of the Lord Jesus. Perfection by the power of the Holy Ghost. Where's the baby? We anoint you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Anoint her by the power of the Holy Ghost. No captivity against this family stands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, do we have prayer requests? All right, quickly, just pass it. to the last person by the sides. Pass it to the last person by the sides. Let me tell you something. If you know the miracles and the things that have been established in the spirit, everyone is a participant of the blessings of the Lord. Ushers, quickly, 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 quickly. Please pass your prayer requests. We have a God that answers prayer. Outside, just pass it to the last person at the extremes. There's room for you to quickly write. If your loved one sent it on the text, or for the online community, well, they can just post it on, they can post it on Facebook or Twitter, and we'll pray from there. Hallelujah. Now, aside from pastor and the ministers, if you're here and you're in ministry, please come out quickly. Just come out and line up here, inside and outside. Come out and line up here quickly. You're not walking like ministers. You're walking like lazy people. Come out and line up. Minister is a leader. There's a mighty impartation around here. There is a ring of fire. You will receive heavy impartations of the Spirit. I didn't say if you think God is calling you, please. I didn't say if you think God is calling you. There is an angel standing with me. There is an angel of the Lord standing with me. There is an angel of the Lord standing with me. And it will please the Lord to anoint and empower people. Hallelujah. Please look at me. The call to ministry, hold on, is a call to discipline, a call to godliness. Hallelujah. A call that requires character. The call for ministry is not about being a man of God and standing to let people call you papa or mama. The era of those satanic concepts of ministry, we're kicking it out of the church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You must reverence God. It's not the time to be sleeping around or drinking around or stealing around and doing all kinds of things and then come out and say you're a minister. The Bible says he that desires the office of a bishop desires a good thing. Then he begins to list all of the things. Oh, there is fire here. You people will catch fire this night. You will catch fire. There is an angel standing. You are only reacting to the presence of the angel. There is an angel that stands with me. Hallelujah. And so the call to ministry is a call to seriousness. Your prayer life, your word life. You must be men of the spirit. You can't play a pornographic video you are just watching and then laughing. After that, you want to get up and go and preach. And let me tell you something. No rush in ministry. No rush. All the days of my appointed time, Job said, I will wait. It's God that lifts men. You can try to promote yourself. Lift your hands, all of you. There is the presence of a mighty angel. God, I pray right now. Would you grant that according to the revelation, please lift your hands, everybody. Just lift your hands. at the count of three, it will fall on you. Many of you will be open to visions in this instant. Prophetic graces, mantles, gifts of the Spirit. One, two, three. Receive it right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Kateka para katoka supatakadai. Let nobody stand the firepower of the Holy Ghost. Please lift your hands. God is doing a work. There is a reason why he said you should lift your hands. Just lift your hands. You will know when it will fall on you. Lord, ignite ministries at every level. Prophetic doors be open. Fountains of the prophetic, I break you open now, now, now. Apostolic mandates and mantles be opened in the name of Jesus. Evangelistic mantles be open. Grace for massive soul winning. Pastoral graces, let it come upon you like a cloak of fire right now in the name of Jesus. Be faithful leaders, faithful shepherds. Any one of you standing here that has a character or a habit, whatever it is, I caught it now. Now, 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 now. Pride, arrogance, immorality, whatever it is, we separate you from it. Let there be the true spirit of the fear of the Lord. I pray, whether it is music ministry or whatever kind of fellowship or group, receive grace, insight into the scripture. I release it upon you right now. The baptism of the spirit of revelation, the baptism of the spirit, I impart it upon you. I impart it upon you. The spirit of revelation in the name of Jesus. Let the depths of revelatory insights break open in your spirit, man. And every one of you here who is already in error as a result of wrong teachings, in the name that is above all names, I cause your eyes to be open and I deliver you from the spell of witchcraft and lying and sorcery and using church and ministry as a means for self-gratification. You are delivered from that wrong mindset. Any one of you who have been taken to all kinds of demonic places and you are operating under powers you do not even know the effect right now, in the name that is above all names, the Bible says lay hands suddenly on no man. For some of you, you don't even know those who laid hands on you and they laid all kinds of demonic things. I take those hands away from your life right now in the name of Jesus. We send you with the power of the Holy Spirit. Go and do exploits. Go and reproduce the results you see here 100 times. I pray for humility and character. I'm saying this again and again. This is what will stop you from enjoying the anointing. Humility and character. My brother Karba, please let me pray for you. We've been brothers for a long time, but it's a time God wants to launch you to a new, you will begin to do a major work. A major prophetic work, not just your publications, but the Lord will begin to do great and awesome things. And the Lord told me that his fire will fall upon you. I'm going to lay my hands upon you like it happened in 2005. Let it repeat itself. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, unusual unction, unusual grace, step into such apostolic and prophetic order of grace characterized by a mighty demonstration of the Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There are four people that God is launching you into a prayer anointing. Now, many people don't know. Prayer anointing is not the anointing that prays. Four. One. Two. Three. Four. Great grace to pray. Let the spirit of prayer and intercession come upon you in a strong and dramatic way. The spirit of prayer, grace to stand upon the mountain without the limitations of your body. Hallelujah. God bless you. Go back to your seat. Realize you got something. Hallelujah. Please, let's have all the prayer requests. All the prayer requests. Where is your sister? Bring her. All the way from Niger State. Bring her quickly. Please, let's have all the prayer requests. Outside, please, quickly. God told me that he will do wonders. And I believe that these prayer requests are a point of contact. You've not written anything, make sure you write something. We don't just write prayer requests for formality. I tell you, we have a God who answers prayer. Many of you will remain for days under a heavy unction of the Spirit. For days, under a heavy unction. A heavy unction of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Please pour them here while I minister to the lady. The Lord will set you free, my sister. It's good to see you again. Hallelujah. All the way from Abuja, through Mina and here. Lift your hands. Let me pray for you. God will set you free. Lord, I command a release for your daughter. I command a release. You are free from the influences of darkness. You're going to sense like fire on your head just where I'm touching. Just where I'm touching. Because this is what I see in the spirit. Just leave her. Nobody should touch her. All you can do is just cover her. Come out of her. Come out of her right now. It is the firepower of the Spirit. Come out of her. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Very quickly, we are going to pray. Please, may I request the servants of God to just come quickly? Stretch your hands towards this prayer request and believe the Lord for your miracles. There are impossible things written here. We do this all the time, not as a formality. Please pray, saints of God, and say, Lord, bring miracles. We cry for miracles. Miracles. Breakthroughs, oh God. 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 Change stories. Change stories. Change stories. Change stories. Change stories, oh God. Let the barren receive children. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you for miracles tonight. We release miracles in the name of Jesus. We ask that let the heavens be open. Let miracles be released. Let miracles be released in the name of Jesus. We declare miracles of healing. We declare miracles of breakthrough. We declare miracles of deliverance. Miracles of prosperity in the name of Jesus. Lord, we command all kinds of miracles. All kinds of miracles. All kinds of miracles in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that your angels go forth and bring deliverance, and bring breakthroughs, and bring healing, and bring all kinds of miracles. Lord, we ask that every desire of your people in this place, let there be a release. Let there be a release. Let there be a release in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for miracles. Thank you, Lord, because there shall be testimonies of all kind. We give you the glory, we give you the praise for miracles and testimonies. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you because you have heard us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Please rise up on your feet. This is a moment I love so much, where you see the creative power of the spoken word. Outside, inside, lift your hands, everybody. There is a strong unction of the Spirit. We'll do an impartation before we just speak and then we round up. Lift your hands. Say, Lord, I am hungry. Say, Lord, I am hungry. More grace, more unction, more passion. Wherever you are, this is where God will meet you. You won't escape the fire. I'm going to pray, and as I stretch my hands, mark everyone, oh God. Holy Ghost, move across this congregation. I'd like you to just shout, I receive once. Now, oh God, touch, touch, touch. I release the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, let it move across the congregation. No, you don't need to bring people outside. Everybody, impartations, impartations. Lift your hands. The gift of the Spirit. The gift of the Spirit. The gift of the Spirit. Faith. Miracles, discernment, tongues, baptisms. Hey, kapata ta 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 ta. Rakata brosi. Fire, fire, fire. Inside and outside, in the overflow. Let it fall like rain. Let it fall like rain. This side, all of you this side, lift your hands like a mighty rushing wind. Take it in the name of Jesus. 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 Take it. Take it. Take it, take it, take it. Outside, lift your hands. Take it in the name of Jesus. Take it in the name of Jesus. From the back to the front. I command supernatural favor. Everyone under the sound of my voice. Because thou hast loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, even thy God, has anointed you with an oil of gladness above thy fellows. I pray right now, receive an impartation for favor in the name of Jesus. Make sure you shout amen from your spirit. I pray for you and your families. Every door that has been closed, be open now in the name of Jesus. Miracles in your family, marriage miracles, job miracles. I speak it. Let the barren rejoice with children. Let the barren rejoice with children. Let the sick in our homes be healed right now. I command promotion. I command promotion in every family. Increase. I release it. Increase. 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 I command the plague of death over anyone's life in this place and your family members. Let the plague of death be lifted forever in the name of Jesus. For those trusting God for admission, I'm glad they withdrew the list, because we create room for you in the name of Jesus. Every kind of demonic oppression over your mind that hinders productivity, that hinders creativity, right now in the name of Jesus, I set you free in Jesus' name. Whatever has made you cry or made the members of your family cry, tonight may God wipe their tears in the name of Jesus. Before the year runs out, receive fearful testimonies. Before the year runs out, as surely as the God of Israel lives. Hallelujah. Stagnation, lack, financial limitations over your life and your family, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I end it right now. We end it right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Every strange occurrence in your life, whether in your body or in your family, cycles of failure, cycles of delay, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Kapakate kapalikata. Ranto praskela boshia. I bring it to an end in the name of Jesus. I command speed and acceleration. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I pray for insight in the word of God. The Holy Ghost asked me to open my Bible and just lift it up. I pray that a spirit will rise out from this word and hit you where you are in the name of Jesus. Right now, right now, let the spirit of the word hit you where you are. Let the spirit of the word hit you where you are. Uncommon insight, uncommon insight, uncommon insight to the word of God. I pray for a restoration of dreams, a restoration of visions, a restoration of experiences. God used to speak to you through dreams, through visions, through prophetic encounters. For some reasons, you stop aligning with the Holy Ghost. Tonight, like the hair of Samson, I command a restoration. Dreams, visions, prophetic encounters. In the name of Jesus. I pray that from this place, miracle workers arise. Workers of miracles, go and heal the sick. I release the anointing upon you. Go and cast out devils. Go and raise the dead. Freely you have received, freely give. In the name of Jesus. And because we are in a week of evangelism, lift your hands. Many of you don't have the grace and the courage to preach. Something will come upon you. You will not be able to stop talking to people about Jesus. This is the reason why you died. Therefore, let that evangelistic anointing fall upon the house. Lord, we pray. This is our evangelism week. Grace for baptisms in the Holy Ghost. Grace to preach. Every fear, every timidity that stops you from declaring the gospel, I lift it off you. In the name of Jesus, go and preach in your homes, in your offices, in your workplaces. In the name of Jesus. Let there be a rain of testimonies in your life. Fearful testimonies. All the ladies here trusting God for a godly relationship and marriage in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever is stopping you, whatever becomes a seal and a covering to your glory, I command it to be lifted right now. In the name of Jesus. Everyone here suffering from any habit, strongholds. You are suffering from habits. Masturbation, pornography, immorality, a stubborn spirit. Whatever it is right now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I set you free in the name of Jesus. Grace to say no to every appearance of wickedness in the name of Jesus. I break you free. I break you free. Those of you who cannot say no, listen. Those of you who cannot say no to sin, to unrighteousness, in the name of Jesus, the Bible says the grace of God has appeared unto all men, teaching men to say no. Everything cannot be yes. Are you listening to me? Grace. Any guy that comes to your life, ladies, and is an agent of darkness to ruin your life, in the name that is above all names, I separate you, ladies, from the company of wicked and unreasonable men. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I mark you for glory. Let there be a mark of glory upon your life. Let no devil be able to touch you. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, I declare in the name of Jesus that you are surrounded. Whatever door that should be open unto you that is still closed, if you can walk out of any door in this place, that is exactly how that door is open for you in the spirit. Except you are not able to walk out through a door tonight. But if your legs can take you out of a door, receive testimonies of undeniable breakthroughs.
In the name of Jesus, I call every dry bone, in whatever area, hear ye the word of the Lord. Every dry bone, let the wind of the Spirit make every dry bone become an exceeding great army. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is a miracle that no herbalist can mimic. Hallelujah. There is only one force and power we know that is able to convert a sinner and make him righteous. Satan cannot do this. Every other miracle, the rod of Pharaoh can reproduce it. But one thing that cannot be done, Satan does not have the ability to make a bad person become a good person. That's where the limitation. That's why Paul said, I pray that you will understand the kind of power that was exerted when Christ was raised from the dead. Listen to me. You're here and you're tired of your struggles and your sorrow in this life. Jesus is calling you. There are so many people. Where's the gentleman that I spoke to? You should be the first to run out of here right now. Run out and come to the front. The Lord is calling us to make a great decision. Please rise up, everybody. This is the greatest miracle. This is the greatest, greatest, greatest miracle. You want to be born again? You want to give your heart to the Lord, inside and outside? Or you have been born again, but at a time you fell out from the things of God? Tonight the Lord is calling you. Leave your seat. Appreciate them as they come. God is speaking to you. Don't sit back. This is the greatest miracle. Leave your seat and come. You are welcome. You are welcome. The Lord is speaking to you outside. Don't look at your friend. This is about your destiny in Christ. Jesus is Lord. All this was done for you. Keep clapping. We will wait for you. We are out of time, but we will wait for you. We will wait for you. Come and kneel down before him here. Keep clapping. The Holy Ghost is still speaking. Young and old. The Bible says, today is the day of salvation. He said, in the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. We are still waiting. We are still clapping. Oh Lord, let no one who should be saved defy the power of salvation. Hallelujah. Look at me. I congratulate all of you for making this decision. I want to help you make your salvation genuine. Hallelujah. Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except through me. And he said, anyone who will come to me, I will in no wise cast away. No matter what it is that you have done, your sins are not too much for the Lord to receive you. We do not condemn you. But at the same time, there is power for you to break free from it. Hallelujah. Let your salvation be genuine. Don't be emotional about it. Be very, very true about it. Let today be the beginning of a transformation in your life. As loud as you can to Jesus the Almighty, I'd like you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am, unable to help myself, but I believe in your power to save. And tonight, I give you my heart. Total surrender. Have every part of me. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I declare that I'm born again. Holy Spirit, come and live in me. Make me become a true Christian. I denounce sin and unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus. Now let me pray for you. Father, you brought these ones. Preserve them by your spirit. It came in genuine repentance. And Lord, I pray that no more pathway to the world of sin, unrighteousness, and iniquity.
Let tonight mark the beginning of a new experience in their life. I break the power of addiction over you now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that this will be the beginning of a new life in Christ. We welcome you into the most glorious family, God's own family, God's own family, God's own family. Grace to say no to sin, grace to walk in newness of life and righteousness. We release it upon you. Appreciate God for this great harvest. Hallelujah. Thank you. Heaven rejoices over your salvation. Hallelujah. Now, I'd like you in 1 minute to just walk down. The ushers will be glad to just welcome you, have your details, and then we'll follow you up. God bless you for your bold decision. Please salute them. Thank you. Hallelujah. Now, very quickly, if this is your first time of worshiping with us, please and please leave your seat and run out here quickly. We have a prophecy and a blessing for you. This is your first time inside and outside. Koinonia, don't stop clapping. You are anointed people. Come on, keep clapping. Everyone, young and old, please motivate them. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Inside and outside. The Lord brought you for His glory. Thank you. You are welcome.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, call 081-3832-5463 or 080-3350-8935 or 080-3400-3936. You can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Eternity Network International or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can download our messages on www.forshared.com. Eternity Network International, replicating the fullness of God's life on earth.